Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. In our next segment, Energy Economy, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven. This segment of Building the Bakken is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge and oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge and oil field safety solutions. And now, back to our Energy Economy feature with interview U.S. Senator John Hoeven. One. Steady stopping the pop
on my way to the top and having way too much damn fun. Thanks everybody for coming. We appreciate it very much. Obviously, this is the Empower Energy Conference, and we've got a great group, and we've got a group that really is very involved in energy across North Dakota, representing all sectors of our energy industry. And this is an effort really to bring people together and again, to build on the concept of our Empower North Dakota Energy Plan, which is developing all forms of energy and doing it with the latest, greatest technology. And that means developing and deploying technologies that not only produce more energy from all sources, more cost-effectively and more dependably, but also with better environmental stewardship. So we're working at the state level and at the federal level, you know, to make sure that not only North Dakota moves forward, but this country moves forward and is energy secure and really leads the world in energy innovation and energy development. That's what it's all about. So I want to thank the delegation, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, Governor Jack Dalrymple, and our former PSC Commissioner Tony Clark, who is now the leading member of the FERC. We know he is the power at the FERC, but we see him in D.C. at various events and where we're working on energy. And Tony really not only knows a lot about energy, extremely smart, has a tremendous background, but somebody that can convey it very well in terms of working in D.C. At the FERC. So we really appreciate him being here. We look forward to the conference. We think we have a good lineup. I am particularly interested to hear what our representative from ConocoPhillips is going to say about the future of oil prices. But I'll just make a couple comments, and then I'm turning it to Governor Jack on oil export. And I think both Heidi and Kevin will touch on this too, because this is a pressing topic for North Dakota and the country. But on lifting the ban on oil export, obviously the House has already moved on it. We've moved a bill through our Energy Committee, which I serve on. Heidi's moved a bill through the Banking Committee, which she serves on. And, I believe at this point I have a commitment from our leadership that we will have a vote on oil export by the end of the year. The challenge, and I think the key is going to be, and the others can touch on it too, is getting the administration to sign the bill. We passed Keystone. I authored the bill in the Senate. Kevin led the charge in the House. Senator Heitkamp worked it on the Democrat side of the aisle. We passed it with 62 votes in the Senate. We actually have 63 today if we're going to vote again, and that's without some maybes. But until we get 67, it doesn't matter, because the president vetoed it already, and we'd have to have 67 votes to override a veto. You'd have to have about almost 300, right?
290
in the House. And that's an important point to remember. We can talk about all different aspects of procedure and everything else, but we've got to get this administration, or the administration that comes in, in a little over a year, to work with us on the right kind of energy plan and energy policy. And so that's why I touch on oil export. That's why I touch on Keystone, because you cannot have the kind of energy plan that we need for this country to truly grow our economy, create the jobs, and be energy secure if you not only have to produce the energy, you have to move it to market safely and cost-effectively, and that means energy infrastructure, it means pipelines, that means transmission lines, that means road, that means rail. And that all is a vital part of the energy plan that we need to build for this country. And I'm pleased to say that everybody up here is working very hard on doing that. We're making progress in some areas, clearly. It's very important, and there's more work to do.
To listen to the entire interview with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit visitbuildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that feature was brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio. Now to take a minute of positivity with Mark J. Lindquist. This is Mark's Motivational Minute.
And with some of the biggest companies that we've been speaking for, and the ones with a B behind their revenue, billions. That's what they're learning. It's time to allow our people to fail, because we realize even though we're a behemoth of an organization, $1 billion large, we have to create a culture where people are comfortable walking into their boss's office and saying, you know what, I really messed this one up. But see, like John Maxwell says, experience isn't the best teacher. Evaluated experience
sure.
is the best teacher, right? So, when you can create a culture where you feel as though everybody is on the same team, rowing in the same direction, and I can expose myself in front of my peers in a conference room or a team meeting and say, you know what, this is one where we lost. Maybe we went backwards a few steps. But when it comes to any ingenuity or innovation in life, how many times you got to give it a shot? Until Thomas Edison finally figured out how to make the cotton thread filament incandescent light bulb, right? How many times did he try? Thousands. When it comes to the conference or convention that you're planning, there's two opportunities for people to remember your conference as the best one they've ever been to. Usually it's the opening one, where they kind of set the tone for the gathering, be it a 2 or 3 or 4 day gathering, or maybe it's the last thing they hear before they head out the door, right? I can come in and give you the best hour of your conference, right? That makes them feel good and energized about what you were talking about. So that's what we're excited to give, but give me that chance and we'll help you change the world.
Is there anything I won't do for money? I think it's pretty obvious not. I'm shameless. I don't care. You want me to paint your cat's front claws? I'll do it. If the price is right. One time, I mowed my neighbor's 5-acre lawn with a weed whacker for $3, and I earned it. You ever get stung by bees while cleaning the gutters? Have a Rottweiler do his business on you during a walk? One time, I was paid $400 to hit a realtor in the face with a pie. I'd like to get more pie work.
Kids and capitalism.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.